Our next story isn't suitable for children, and adults in Britain are struggling with it. The charge that the late TV host Jimmy Savile was a pedophile.
We don't want to go. We have to go. We will see you August bank holiday. And until then, an instruction is please kindly look after yourselves very, very safely and don't let anything happen to you untoward at all. See you August bank holiday.
Jimmy Savile closing his popular show Jimmy Will Fix It with advice to children to be safe, chilling in light of charges leveled by police after his death last year at the age of 84, that he'd sexually abused as many as 200 young teenagers, mostly girls, over four decades, in children's homes, hospitals, and the dressing rooms of the BBC. The BBC is accused of scrapping an investigative report about Savile on its Newsnight program, the producer says, because of questions about the journalism. Another BBC show ran an investigative piece Monday night. But yesterday, Parliament opened hearings asking the current head of the BBC if the report was cancelled so as not to take away from tributes that were planned for Savile. And the former head of the BBC, Mark Thompson, is set to head the New York Times Company. Well, yesterday, the Times public editor questioned whether, given the scandal, that was a good idea. There was another question raised yesterday. The British tabloids are having a field day attacking the BBC. But our next guest asks, could there be an investigation into what the tabloids knew about Jimmy Savile's fascination with corpses? He was a volunteer at a hospital with his own private room. In 1990, he said one of his great pleasures was spending time alone with the deceased, then taking them to the morgue. Paul Gamaccini is host and DJ on BBC Radio 2, a former colleague of Jimmy Savile, and we should say a friend and an American. So, Paul, how popular was Jimmy Savile?
Jimmy Savile was a combination of Dick Clark and Captain Kangaroo. He was a part of the national life. He became a guest of the Prime Minister of the time, who was Margaret Thatcher, at her country residence, which is called Chequers. He associated with members of the royal family and was given a knighthood. And, being a Catholic, he was given a papal knighthood. The questions are so large because here is a man who conned an entire society. He was hiding in plain sight. And really, the inquiry that I want to see is contributions of all parties involved. How did this man do it?
Well, let's back up and remind people what he's charged with. Not just targeting young people, but targeting the institutionalized, the hospitalized. Was he interacting with them because he was such a famous personality?
I'm reminded of the bank robber Willie Sutton, who, when asked why he robbed banks, said, "That's where the money is." Jimmy hung out at hospitals because that's where the patients are. Very unsavory, and there has never been a celebrity, pedophile, or abusive story like this. It's obvious why society could not add two and two together. It just could not digest this information.
You lobbed another thought into this, Paul. You are a well-known personality yourself in Britain, and you asked on a program, are there people at tabloids who might have known questions about Jimmy Savile and not reported on it? I mean, how wide does this go, this sense that there were people who might have known something and didn't do anything about it?
Very wide, and this is why I have said there should be a national dialogue along the lines of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. I said on air, who vetted the knighthood? Coco the Clown? It was 1990, when Margaret Thatcher was Prime Minister, that he was given a knighthood. And yet, if they had asked any of us, we would have raised an amber light immediately.
What would you have said? I have an office next door to someone who seems to be spending inappropriate amounts of time with young girls. I mean, would it have gone that far?
Fate placed two people into the path of the Savile juggernaut. One of them was the male investigative reporter on the original BBC Newsnight piece, who at the age of 14 was visiting his aunt, who ran a care home for distressed young girls, and he saw Jimmy take three of them away in his Rolls Royce. And when he questioned the propriety of this, he was told not to push it because Jimmy had privileges. This lived with him his entire life. When he got into a position to do something about it, he leapt at it. And I think the Newsnight editor who killed the piece was very naive if he thought that that would also have killed that journalist's desire to tell the story. He moved to another program, and as you know, that program, Panorama, ran the expose Monday night. Now, a second person who fate placed next to Saville was yours truly, and for several years at Radio 1, I worked out of the office next to the office of the Saville program. So when you are next to someone for 7 years or so, you hear things, and the program assistants who would go out on his Saville's Travels program, in which he traveled in a caravan, would come back and report with distaste that the caravan was not just the site of interviews. This was widely known throughout the profession. And people say to everyone who knew, why didn't you do something about it? Well, in my case, I was recently arrived from America. I was still in my 20s. It would have appeared quite inappropriate and bizarre for me to try to take down the premier star in the British popular entertainment profession. The popular press did know. It was an open secret. They chose not to run the story, whether because they feared lawsuit or they feared retribution, or because they thought the population of the country could not bear the news. That there was a fear that the country would have a collective nervous breakdown if it learned that its number one popular broadcasting star was a pervert of this dimension. I said on the radio yesterday something which was misquoted in today's popular newspapers. But I said, amongst the parties who have contributions to make are the popular newspapers. Why did a reporter boast at a wedding 8 to 10 years ago that everybody at the Sun knew the Saville necrophilia story? Either they should have investigated it or not blabbed about it. You don't call living people necrophiliacs unless you have evidence that was the case. Now, of course, in today's popular press, since the papers don't want to negatively mention another paper, they've run this as if I were personally accusing Saville of necrophilia, which I'm not, because I'm not in the position to know that. The popular press are one of many parties who must discuss their involvement in this case, and of course the BBC is one of them. What I'm saying is there are so many parties that were involved. We have to investigate. How did one man con an entire society for decades?
Paul Gambaccini, host DJ on BBC Radio 2, former colleague of Jimmy Saville. What a story. Paul, thank you so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
Okay, quite something. We'll be back in 1 minute, here and now.